Blog Talk Radio.
And so no matter what comes up against me, amen, if God is for me, who or what can be against me? You know, a lot of times we worry about people, but it's God for you. God is more than the people that come against you. You have to realize that as Joseph, God gave Joseph favor, he will give you favor also. And we need to start realizing we got favor, and the things we've been trying to do, the things we've been trying to accomplish, go on, step out on faith on God and believe that you got God's favor on your life, because that's part of the benefit for serving God. Step out on faith a little bit, amen. Praise God, amen. Jesus took 39 stripes on his back so that we can be healed. He said, now, if you serve me and you serve me right, I'll heal you, amen. If you walk upright for me, I'll heal you, amen. The Bible said he won't withhold, Isaiah 55, he won't hold any good thing from those that walk upright. You doing things that you know ain't right, that'll condemn you, amen. But can't nobody else condemn you, because God has cleared you of all wrongdoing. That's what it means. Nobody can charge you with any wrong done. Only you and God. It's between you and God. And so if you don't let no devil, no person, not anyone get between you and God, there's nothing can stop you from making it into the kingdom of God. Amen.
Thank you for my tears.
I thank you for the tears.
because of you. I'm grateful for you.
Praise God. It's not going to be that way forever. No matter what we face, it's going to change. But stop worrying about it. Well, I'm talking to myself, amen. Stop worrying about it, please. It's going to change. And no matter how bad it's really looking, it's going to change. Amen. You can't be the one who despises a big, a small beginning. It's going to change, amen. Mm-hmm. And so let everybody know whatever we face today, we want to say it's going to change, amen. Not going to stay the same. Nothing ever stays the same. Amen. God didn't make it that way. God made everything to orbit. He made the universe to go into orbit. It's always moving. It's always changing. Amen. Time, season, everything is always changing. This is why we got summer. We got winter. Amen. We got everything going on in the universe because what? Things are changing. Amen. How many know it's changed? Give the Lord a hand, praise, amen. Let's say about it. Amen. Praise God. You know, Paul said you have to learn how to be full, and you have to also learn how to be empty. Amen. You have to learn how to be, you learn how to be hungry, and you have to learn how to have plenty. And so you have, this is a learning stage, amen. We have to realize that every stage of your life, there's a learning stage, amen. Well, you got to learn how to be, amen. If you was always up here, he has to bring you down here so you can know what down here is like before he can take you back up there. Then you can get to appreciate being up here because you've been down there and you don't want to go back there, amen. So in every stages of us walking with God, amen, it's a learning stage, amen. That is why God is always changing. Eh? So thank God for the day. Then when I got a prayer, someone give me a prayer, give me a scripture. Amen. A praise report. Is there somebody online, wherever you are? We want you to give a praise, give a scripture. Since it's praise, we'll do a song. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.
We boost it right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for healing. We thank you for
thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for spiritual prosperity.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, just for moving us from glory to glory, from stage to stage.
Yeah.
For never leaving us, never forsaking us, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for your promises.
Yeah.
Okay. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Right now. Right now.
Amen.
Amen. Give the Lord a hand. Praise for that word. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. We thank him right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Hallelujah. Right now, Jesus. Amen. I mean, we don't have to wait. We don't have to wait. We don't have to wait. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Amen. Praise God. Someone got a scripture, amen. We want to get you to read a scripture. Amen. If you like to read a scripture, amen. We want to get it all out of here today. Praise God. Amen. I might not be stationary today, so I might feel better like I don't have handcuffs on. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I did one. You can't go, but amen. Go ahead, Sister Paige, if nobody else got one. Yeah, sister was back there, was looking, but she's still. All right.
peace and you will find. Not and it will go peace. For everyone who asks for peace, he seeks fine. And for him, do not speak.
Amen. Acts. Hallelujah. Yeah. Seek it now. Amen. Ask and it will be given. If you seek that you'll find. And if you knock, the door or the way will be open unto you. And so praise God for that scripture. He said, we have not because we.
Yes.
Amen. And you don't find because. Yeah. And you haven't gotten into the door because you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Go ahead, sister. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to do us a little song here, amen. Participate. I think the microphone might be. Hallelujah.
It's a white baby.
That's another one. Go ahead. Oh, that. Ladies, we're going to do a little song here, amen, for the day. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. We want to be some hand clapping. Y'all put your hands together. We want to praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah, we're going to put our hands together. We're going to rejoice today. This is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to be thankful and what? Glad in it. Amen. Go ahead.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. You know, I'm
hold it down
here. Thank you, Lord. Anyways, you know, I just pop up and start singing. And that's another way I do things. But now I just hop up and sing. But no, I'm going to give the Lord praise and give him honor and give him glory. And so I started singing the song. And I think it was waking me up this morning, cold in my right mind. So I couldn't have a mind this morning that was confused, out of whack. You know, some people may know who anybody was this morning. Didn't know who he was. But I know who he is.
Thank you.
And I was saying, he's real, real. Jesus is real to me.
Come on, y'all.
Oh, yeah. He gives me the victory. You know, so many people doubt him, but I can't live without him. And that is how I love him so. And he's so good to me. In the morning he's real, real. Jesus is real to me.
Yeah, come on, y'all.
Oh, yeah. He gives me the victory. You know, so many people doubt him. But I can't live without him. And that is why I love him so. He's so real to me, and the evening he's real, real. Jesus is real to me. Oh, yeah. He gives me the victory. You know, so many people doubt him, but I can't live without him. And that is why I love him so. He's so real to me, and the night he's real, real. Jesus is real to me. Oh, yeah, he gives me the victory. You know, so many people doubt him, can't live without him, and that is why I love him so. He's so real to me. And that is why I love him so, he's so real to me. And that is why I love him so, he's so real to me.
Come on, hey, man, he's
real.
Is he real? Is he real? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He gives me the victory.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that I know him. I am so glad that I know him.
Come on now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm so glad that I know him.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I know he's real.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that over my life, how he brought me out of all this darkness, all this madness. And I know he's real to me. I know I've been dead many, many.
many times, but yes, I know
yes.
He's real.
Yes, yes.
And I am so glad
so
to be
glad.
In my life.
Yes.
And I'm so glad. So glad.
So glad.
I have the victory.
So glad.
All the world. He said we have victory over the world. And I thank you for having victory over the world this morning.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Come on, y'all.
Thank you, Lord.
Give us another hand praise. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. He's real. That's the good thing about it. He's real. Is he real in your
thank
life?
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. You know, a lot of people come.
Thank you, Lord.
Some people come try to tell you that Jesus ain't real, but they're too late. They're too late. They're too late now. Amen. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
That's when people come try to say there was no Holy Spirit. Too late. Too late. Too late. You can't tell me that now, baby. If you told me that. Sometime way back, then I probably would have believed you, but now it's too late.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. He's already with me now, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I already know he's in me now. So you can't tell me something that's not when I've already experienced it. And when you've already experienced, you already know that's real, amen. Come on. Come on. You've already checked it out, amen. Come on. It's kind of like a diamond, you know. You have to look at it and check it out and see is it real, amen. We did already check them out, amen. Hallelujah. Have you checked them out lately, amen? Do you realize that how real he is? It's because you checked them out, amen. You put your spot glass on it, and you looked at it, amen. And when you looked at it, all the carrots were there, amen. Praise God. Come on, all the carrots was in there. I said, Jesus, he got all the carrots in there, amen. Everything that God said that he was, he is. Hallelujah. Well, we done checked it out, amen. Hallelujah. We found everything to be true, amen. We found that he does heal, amen. He is a healer. We looked in the diamond there and we saw healing in the diamond, amen. What is that? He's a diamond in the rough. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody, amen. Hallelujah. He's real this morning, amen. Praise God. We have already looked in there. That he opened blind eyes, amen. We took a look at it, amen. Yeah, I know he's real in that area because I told everybody about the man that came to the church. He was a man that had no eyes. I mean, no eyes. So he had one eye. Amen. It's the place they had one eye. Man that had one eye and had a glass eye in the other one. Amen. And then when he came to church and we looked at him with the eye, I taped his good eye up. I made sure I put cotton in it and stuffed it and put bandage. I was going to make sure he wasn't going to pull no wool over my head. Amen. Praise God. And then he took my driver's license and everybody else's driver's license and the side that had no eye, he could read everything on your driver's license. Hallelujah. Amen. He can see with no eyes. He can see with no eyeball in there. Amen. And so being that I saw that, come on, I said, I done checked him out. Amen. Come on, let me tell you. He'll cause a man to see where there's no eye. Amen. Praise God. So I've checked that out right there. So you can't tell me that he's not someone that'll open the blind eyes. Not only open the blind eyes, he opened up an eye when they don't have no eye and cause the person to see. You see, I've already checked that out, amen. You can't tell me that he won't open the man's blind eyes, amen. See, but those are the things when you check them out, amen, you know that he's real. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I've seen. You see, I've checked them out. You know, I've checked them out, you know. I've seen people who had short legs. That one leg wasn't as long as the other one. Come on, amen. That used to go on around us, amen, all the time. Back in, we used to see stuff like that all the time. Hallelujah. We know he's real. Amen. I've seen people legs who one was shorter than the other one. I've seen the one leg comes out. And get even with the other leg. Come on, we checked him out. Come on, I say, if you're walking kind of limp, he can heal your body because I've seen it. I've checked it out. I've seen it with my own eyes. It's not something that
And somebody told us that this is the thing that we've been around. So I didn't check him out.
Thank you, Lord.
I said he real, amen. Hallelujah. I'm a witness to it. Come on, she a witness to some of that too, amen. Praise God. Well, we done seen people come in.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
In a stupor like this, walking like this, and they leave walking like this. We done seen stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, we done been around stuff like that, amen. And we watched it with our own eyes.
Yes,
amen. So we know he's real, amen.
Yes,
come on, that should be no doubt. Come on, so I don't have no doubt. Hallelujah. Come on. I'm saying he's real, amen. He's real, amen. Hallelujah. I don't know where you've been in life, but you think about where he brought you from.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. You know when he brought you out.
Thank you, Lord.
Where you came from. You know you didn't get out of there by yourself. You know you had help somewhere. Hallelujah. You know you had somebody on your side somewhere.
Yes,
hallelujah. You know that was power somewhere, amen. You know that there was something with you somewhere, amen. Hallelujah. Because you know you wouldn't have made it if it had not been for some power somewhere. Hallelujah. If it had not been for a God somewhere, you wouldn't have made it to where you are now. But you know, so you didn't check it out. You didn't already experience that, amen. Hallelujah. You have already experienced the alcohol scene and the drug scene and the sex scene. See, you have already experienced those. Some of us have already experienced that. But if you haven't experienced that there's something that you went through. Come on. Come on. You know. Come on. I say you know. Hallelujah. Do you know? Come on. Whatever area in your life that he brought you through, do you know he's real in that area? I might not know him in some other areas. Hallelujah. I might not have experienced that. Amen. I might not have went through that. Amen. But this, I can tell you about. Hallelujah. I can tell you about this because I know where he brought me from. Hallelujah. Come on. See, somebody else can't tell your story all the time. Amen. So you got to tell your own story. Hallelujah. Your own story sometimes can deliver somebody else because they might be where you used to be. You get what I'm saying? That they might be where you used to be, but God has brought you out, see? And because they're where you used to be, you can tell them where you used to be because where you used to be may be where someone is at right now. Huh? And you need to tell them about a God that can do anything but fail. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. You need to tell them about a Christ that has power both in heaven and in earth. Amen. You need to tell somebody about he brought me out of this. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. See, I done checked him out. Someone say, well, he'll deliver you from the jail cell. Come on. Amen. You know, even Peter was in jail, and the angel came down and got Peter out of jail. But, you know, I was in jail too, amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he came and got me out. Come on, I'm trying to tell you this. See, I done checked him out in those areas, amen. I know he can bring you out of jail. If some of you in jail right now, he can get you out. Praise God. He'll cause a jailbreak in the middle of the night. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah, when you got a case on you, you might think that you can't get over. I know him to be a lawyer too, amen. Because when I went into the courtroom, the judge said, case dismissed. Hallelujah. Come on now. I'm talking about being real, amen. He said, case dismissed. Amen. Praise God. And so God can have your case dismissed. See, he's real in the mirror if you just try him out, amen. Praise God. He'll dismiss your case, and I was guilty. Hallelujah. I was guilty of what I was charged with. But he said, case dismissed. You get what I'm trying to say? We've all been guilty of sin. Hallelujah. We're all guilty of sin. Amen. And we all got to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Amen. And don't think you're not going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Amen. We all going to be judged. Amen. Don't think you're not going to stand there. Amen. And even though you can be guilty, hallelujah. But I want to tell you about a man named Jesus, amen, praise God, that came and died upon a tree, amen. that shed his blood so that we might live and have the right to the tree of life. And because of the bloodshed of Jesus, my guilty plea, amen, I was made innocent even though I was guilty. Come on, somebody. Aren't you glad that he has made you innocent even though you know you're guilty, amen? But he made you innocent, what? Because of his blood. Come on, give God a hand praise for the blood. Come on, I'm saying, if you're guilty, he calls you to be innocent. Amen?
Amen?
Praise God. Come on, everybody, just praise God today. I just feel good today, amen. Hallelujah. I feel better today, amen. I feel better, better, and good, 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 good. Do y'all feel good, amen? There's a spirit in the air. There's a spirit in the air. Amen. And hallelujah. There's a presence in the air, amen. That God is moving, amen. God is moving. God's spirit is moving. His spirit is moving. Hallelujah. To bring the joy, to bring peace in your life. The spirit is moving today. Amen. To uplift you. If you would just receive the spirit, you just get into the spirit of God. You just set your mind on Jesus today. The spirit is moving in the atmosphere. Amen. Hallelujah. That's the atmosphere pressure that's going on. And that is God moving in the atmosphere to what? To bring change, because he see what's going on down here. He knows what's happening here, amen. That is why what? When the spirit moves, it brings change. It does things, amen. This is why we have to get the spirit moving in our life, because if we want to be changed, it takes the spirit of God to change things, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. That is why you got to stir up the gift that's on the inside of you. A lot of us, we've been gifted with the Holy Spirit. You have the Holy Spirit in you. Well, when the last time you stirred it up? Hallelujah. When the last time you made it come to life? When the last time you activated it? Amen. Praise God. You know, sometimes we got to activate what's on the inside of us. If you never activate it, amen, it never starts, amen. It never gets to move. It never does what it's supposed to do until you got to activate the spirit in it in you. That's what Paul said. I'm going to lay hands on you to stir up the gift that is on in you. In other words, I'm going to activate what's already in you. It's not that it's not there, but it hasn't been activated in a while. Hallelujah. And when the last time you activated the Holy Ghost that was in you? Come on, somebody. We got to activate it in us. Hallelujah. And that's why you got to give some praise sometime. You got to lift your hands up. It might seem foolish sometimes that you might cry out to God. It may seem like a foolish thing, but we need to do it sometime. Amen. We need to learn how to praise sometime. Yeah, you need to learn how to scream and holler sometime. What are you doing? You're activating. You're activating something. Amen. Come on, you need to activate the Holy Ghost today, amen. Activate your Holy Spirit. Activate the spirit that is in you today. Your spirit needs to be activated, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
It's time that we got to activate what's on the inside of us, amen. Why did he put it there? To keep it active, amen. What did they say?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
The word is active and quick and sharper than a two-edged sword. That means when you say he's quick, it means he's active. Yeah, hallelujah. He's active. He's a cut. Amen. It'll slice. Amen. It'll divide. Amen. Hallelujah. It'll cut you in two sometimes. Amen. Because all that's necessary, you need to be cut sometimes. We don't like the pain of being cut, but that's just the sword being activated. Amen. To cut some stuff out of you that don't belong in your way.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Thank God. Amen. Amen. Thank God for today. Get a lot of that hand praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God. I thank God. Amen. For all of you that are here. Amen. I thank God for all of those who are not here in the Jesus name. Amen. I say every one of them being filled in Jesus' name. I call them, I draw them in the name of Jesus, and I command them to come. And Lord, I thank you for your word today, O Lord, for blessing your word and blessing your people, Lord. May something be said, O Lord, that it might quicken them, that it might activate them, Lord, to do your will and not their own will. And we give you praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for all of you. I know we just lifted up the Lord this morning. We just came to lift him up, amen. And that's what we've done today, came to lift him up. And thank all of you online today, all of you on Facebook. God bless all of you. Amen. May your day be blessed in whatever you're doing today. Hallelujah. And may the angels encamp round about you, amen, to protect you and to keep you from all harm and danger. Hallelujah. So we just thank God today. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Well, today, amen, I know we look at the, you got a testimony, sister, before we start here? You got anything you'd like to say? Yeah, either one of you. Amen. Amen. No one here. All right, then. Well, praise God. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. What I want to talk about today, I want to talk about the way God does. The way God does things, the way he do things, amen. And I want you to turn to 1 Corinthians, amen. Chapter 1, amen. I want to talk about the way God do things, amen. How many know that God has a way he does things, amen? And what we have to learn, we have to know how God does things, so when God start working on us, we won't freak out. We won't get discouraged because of the way that he's doing it. You know, sometimes it says a lot of God ways are past finding out, amen, if we're just not going to know everything, you know. But there's something that God has left for us to understand and to know, amen. And we need to know how God does things, amen. Or the way God does things, however you like to put it. And so we just want to talk about how God does things. And many a time, the way God does it is, we don't even like it that way sometimes, but that's the way he do it. There's nothing we can do about it, is it? That's just the way he works, amen. And you can't change the way God works because he's God. You can't tell God what he can and can't do. We can't tell God how he can't do something because he's all-powerful, amen. He's all-knowing God, amen, because he's all-knowing. You can't tell God how to do something, amen. Hallelujah. You know how we are. Well, I don't want to do that. I know the word said it, but I'm not going to do it. Well, who are you? Are you going to tell God how he's supposed to do something? And it's almost like when you go to the doctor, you want to tell the doctor how he's supposed to operate on you. And then you also become the doctor. Well, operate on yourself then. You're going to tell the doctor what he can and can't do. Amen? Amen. And we got people like to tell God like that. We like to tell God what he can and can't do. And we like to stand up against, well, I'm not going to do that, God. I don't care what kind of correction I got. I don't care what word came for. I'm not going to do it. Well, go ahead on then. Amen. You just be rebellious like that. Look at what it says, the way God does say. Verse 26. We're just going to read down to verse 28, says page, then we'll start looking at it. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 26 through 27. This is how God do things. Amen. Go ahead.
Ye being your
callers,
brethren.
Not many mighty, but made noble of call.
But God has chosen the foolish things of the world.
What did God choose?
The foolish stuff,
amen. We think it's foolish anyway. Read on.
To confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world.
The weak things of the world.
To confound the things which are mighty.
To destroy the things that are mighty.
Base things of the world and things which are despised have God chosen. Yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are.
Amen. That's it?
And no flesh glory in his presence.
All right, no flesh glory in his presence. Amen. The way God does things, amen. This is the way God does things. He said, what is that? So God likes to use normal people and they come up and say, I'm a normal person. God wants to use me because he don't use the smart ones, the very smart ones, you know, a lot of them. He don't pick a lot of those people, amen, to preach his word. He don't preach all the great people, so-called great people, to do his word. He used what? Everyday people, amen, just like you and I, amen. He uses us to declare his word. You don't have to be the smartest person, amen, to decree and declare God's word. Amen. God, you don't have to be the smartest one to carry God's word and preach his God. This is how God does it. In other words, God takes the little man to go preach to the big man. Amen. And so to let the big man know that just because of what you got and what you have, you're not over me because God is using me to get to you. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's what we have to realize in this day and this time, you know, that the Corinthian church here, the way the Corinthian church was here, the Corinthian church, they didn't know what side to be on, amen. Because, you know, you had the scribes and the Pharisees, which was what you might call the aristocrat people. And then you had these other people that looked like they were the low-class people, amen. Hallelujah. And because they were the low-class people, they thought they didn't know whose side you're supposed to be on. How did they know you don't have to be in the richest crowd, amen, for God to use you, amen? You don't have to have a lot of money for God to use you, amen? Praise God. Don't think just because of what you don't have and how you look and all that God can't use you. You see, God will use the poorest person, amen, to confound the wisest person, amen, because God don't work like that. You see, God is working by his spirit, amen. It is his spirit that he's working on the inside of you. He uses the small things to confound the big things, so don't count yourself out regardless of who you are. This is the way God do things, amen. He takes the things that are despised in order to save you. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, when you think about Peter was just a fisherman and Peter, James, and John was fishermen, you know what I mean. You had the tax collector, Matthew, the tax collector, or whatever it was, amen. You see, they looked down on the people and those people, amen. See, people will look down on you for your size or stature in the world or in the earth. But you can't let people look down on you because of your size, amen. Come on. Because the way God does say, God will use little old you. Hallelujah. Yeah, it might take somebody like you to get to the president. Come on, and tell the president that he needs to repent, amen. It might take a little you, amen, to get to the senator to tell them they need to repent, amen. It might take somebody like you to go to somebody that is the city manager in this city to tell the city manager they need to repent for the things that are doing. See, that's the way God do things. He needs the little people. Mm-hmm. 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 And here we are thinking that always it's got to be the greatest people and the people of high stature that do things. No, God can use a farmer, amen. Praise God, to preach his word, amen. He'll raise a farmer up right in front of the rich man, and he'll have more wisdom than the rich man. And God does that because he wants to put the rich man to shame. You thought you were smart, but you're still not as smart as me. Come on, somebody, amen. Come on, you got a lot more wisdom than a lot of people who got all types of education, PhDs and DDs. You don't realize the wisdom that God has given you is greater than it. What's on the inside of you is greater than anybody with a PhD or a DDS or whatever they got, amen. I'm trying to say, this is the way God does things if we let God work in us, amen. If we let God work in us, amen, we can change this whole world, amen. See, God sent us here to change things, amen. We're supposed to be people of change, amen. Amen. You see, our problem is that we're so into ourselves, amen, and because we get so caught up into ourselves, we're not into anything else. You know, you got people that's out there that they could be changing things, but they're out there in the crowd, but they're not representing Jesus. Mm-hmm. They're not representing Jesus. And then you wonder why things are not happening is because there's nobody representing. What do I mean representing? You say, well, what God did for you, God put something on the inside of you. What he did, he put on the inside of you, he didn't put it in there for you. See, because God, the way God do say, God works on sowing and reaping, amen. That's the way the universe is built on what? Sowing and reaping, amen. In other words, God puts a word on the inside of you so you can sow the word. He don't just give you the word to keep, amen. He give you that word to sow. That means everybody who's been sown something in their life or he did something in their life, they're just supposed to take what he gave, put in your life, and put it in somebody else's life. See, we wonder why the change hasn't come is because what? Because nobody is giving back what God put in them. You've been reaping, but you ain't been sowing. You didn't touch the people. You didn't touch the person at the gas pump. You know, at the gas pump. You know, you didn't have to be somewhere else. You were just at the gas station. You know, and you went around and talk to somebody while they're pumping the gas, amen. You could have sold right then, amen. You don't have to go around up in the all the time into your apartment houses and things. But there are people right around you. You can sow a seed, amen. You see, our problem that we have, the way God do say, that what we have come in the church, we have always, we've got to the place we think we're supposed to bring everybody to church. Mm-hmm. For too long. And what I mean church-minded is that you think nobody can get saved unless you bring them to church, amen. And nobody can get the Holy Ghost unless you bring them to church. Well, the Holy Ghost is in you. They can get the Holy Ghost wherever you are. The Holy Ghost is right there with you. They can get the Holy Ghost right there where you are, amen. You don't have to bring them here. Now, everything is in you to do the work of God right there with you. See, the way God does things, see, God has always wanted to have a temple that moves. Well, when David got ready to build him a temple, I don't like the stationary place, brother. I want something that moves. Hallelujah. And so what, you are the temple of the living God. The way God works, see, he said, you're the temple. This is not, wherever the building is, it's not the temple, you're the temple. That's the way God works now. He works through his temple, and you are the temple, and his presence is in the temple. That's the way God does it right now. Amen. He works from his temple, amen. And you are his temple, and because he works from his temple, and you are the temple, God wants to work from you now, amen. Not work up there, work out there, not work just working here. God wants to work wherever you are. Wherever you are, God wants to work in you. It made me realize the way God, you know, I told you, y'all still remember the time I told you I went for my little sabbatical, and about the second day I got there, the Lord said, what you doing here? I said, well, I came to seek the Lord. And he said, well, when you came in, though, I came in here with you. I said, oh. Oh. You get what I'm trying to say? I said, because what was it about me? What was it about that? I didn't realize that God was with me. I know what the word has said, God was with me, amen. I know we have said that he was in us, but I wasn't thinking that. I wasn't thinking that God really was with me, amen. I know what the word said, but all of a sudden, it hit me. Well, he's already with me, amen. First time, hey, where I go, he goes, amen. And the way God does things, amen, praise God, God works through his people. God is working through you. And so what God is trying to do, God is trying to get you up so you will start to work. Wait, on the street corner, amen. At the gas station, amen. At the grocery store, amen. You ought to just say, at least you can tell them what God did for you. You don't have to be that smart to know what he did for you. Huh? Praise God. That's the way God works. God wants to work. God works through his people. And so we got to go to work.
to start working what? For God, amen. That's what you were called to do. You wasn't called to come in this church just to sit and listen every Sunday. You was called to do a work.
Amen.
You are God's husband. God wants to use you. And here, God wants to use you, but you're refusing to be used. You're refusing to let God work for you. He's not here just to work through me. He's here to work through you. Huh? You are God's builder. And you got to realize that God wants to work through you. But we refuse to let it work through us, amen. We think it's supposed to just work through the preacher. Come on, how God does things. St. John chapter 4. I'm talking about how God does things, amen. Huh? See the time now we got to get the word out, amen. Do you think that the word needs to be gotten out? Huh? Do you think that's what you was called to do? We're supposed to spread the news, amen? Huh? You see, we got stuck on the building too long. And not realize God works on the outside, amen? Come on, amen. Jesus came to the world. And when he came to the world, you know, only time he went down into the, he went to the temple every now and then, amen, just to get them that was in the temple. But where did Jesus go?
Going
into all the world, and what? Preach. But my spirit is in you. See, God works what through His Spirit, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said, not by power nor by might nor by His Spirit. I was just looking at, you know, we talk about this woman at the well, amen. Hmm. And when you look at this woman at the well, look how God works. Look how God works. Now here she's a woman right here. Now she's a woman, amen, of community property. Yeah, you get what I'm trying to say. You see, now don't you look down on people like that. Huh? See, well, we like to look down on people like that, you know. Oh, child, you know, she wasn't nothing but an age. So that's all she was, child. She was just an age. But the way God works, God would use the age, baby. Come on, let me try to say amen. Come on, little God, you say age. Amen. If you might think you're low class or whatever because you are age, amen. Praise God. But what was Rahab? Rahab was in the family of Jesse. Was she not? Was she not? Was she not? Rahab was in the family of Jesse. And here, when Simon married Rahab was used to be, you know what I'm saying? They turned Rahab's life around, amen. And she got into the family in the lineage of Jesus, and even though she was an eight. Come on, sir. I'm trying to say God can turn your life around. Come on, amen. Come on. God can stop you from doing stuff that you used to do. I heard somebody say, you can't turn an eight into a housewife, but praise God. Come on. Who was Rahab? Rahab's name is in the Bible. I'm saying that's the way God does things, amen. Hallelujah. You can be the biggest ancient power. God would use an ancient, amen, before he would use President, whatever his name is. I forgot his name now, amen. But God would use her before he would use him. Come on. Are you with me, sir? He used the things that are worth. Despise, amen. To confound the wisdom of the wise, amen. See, we got to learn how God works, and we got to stop looking down on people that God uses. You casting people out, and God bring them in. Huh? The one you put down is the one God bringing in, amen? See, we got to realize how God works, amen? That is why the last going to be first and the first going to be last. It's because the people, you see, because God is trying to give his word to us now, and we're rejecting it, but he's going to bring them ancients in here. He's going to bring those prostitutes in here, amen. He's going to bring those drug addicts and things to take your place. If it's because when he tried to give you the word, you wouldn't receive the word. You rejected the word, and you wanted to keep doing your own thing, amen. And you became hard-headed and stiff, man. And when the word of God was preached to you, you rejected that word. He said, well, okay, if you reject it, I'm going to go out and get me some prostitutes. I came to Israel. They were my wife, but they rejected me. And so I went to the Gentiles. So y'all just come on in. You don't even have to go through all the stuff they go through. Just come on in. Come, I'm trying to say. Do you what I'm saying today? Amen. Huh? And we sit there, and when the word comes to you, you sitting there rejecting it. I ain't gonna do it. I'm still busy about my life. Well, Jesus said you're gonna find your life. You got to lose your life to find it. And our problem is we still trying to live out of life and not live the life that God wants us to live. Are you with me today? So this is the way God works, amen. If one won't take it, he'll give it to somebody else. He ain't gonna sit there and worry you with it all day, try to get it to you. And when he came, you know, Jesus said I must need to go through Samaria. That's verse 4. I got to go through Samaria. He said, well, this is the way you do things, Jesus. He said, yeah, this is the way I do things, amen. I got to go through Samaria. Then there's a reason for me going to Samaria, amen. Because I got purpose there. I don't know what I said about purpose, amen. He had a reason to go, amen. I must see go to Samaria. Now, Samaria was the lowlife of that day. They didn't belong in the group of the scribes and Pharisees because they were half breeds. The base things of the world, you know what I mean? They were they were the one that was down under. They were the one that low-class people, amen. But he said, I got to go to Samaria. And then he met a woman, you know, I know y'all talk about, y'all put the people that were shacked up. She had five husbands, and she was shacked up with the one she was with. She wasn't married to him. And so Jesus said, go call your husband. Well, Lord, I don't have none. I'm like, God, I'm glad she told me the truth, girl. You sure don't have it. You had five of them, the one you with now. I know he wasn't your husband. But she had some truth in her, amen. And even though she was living the way that she was living, amen, even though she was living in sin, she was still looking for something. And a lot of times you can be living in sin because you're still looking for something, amen. I hope there's nobody on the line, on Facebook, you're still looking for something, you're still hungering for something, you're still thirsting for something, amen. I'm trying to say Jesus is looking for you, amen, today, amen. I'm saying the Holy Ghost is looking for you. But when she got some water, but as soon as she got some water, I think it's verse 35, amen. As soon as Jesus told her about herself, amen, what did she do? She went running and saying, what? Verse 29. What did she say? Come see a man that told me everything I ever did. Come see this man. And you know what? You see, at that time, she was a very educated person at that time, you know what I mean? When I said very educated, because she had just met him. She had heard about him, but she hadn't met him before, amen. Come on. I said, Jesus can use you if you just met him. Come on, amen. He'll use you if you just met him, amen. The only thing that she had to tell was a testimony. Come see this man that told me all about myself, amen. Come on, amen. Praise God. You see, a lot of times we've been trying to wait until we get all this and all that and all that. But you can always tell your testimony. You don't need a lot of scriptures to go tell your testimony. Well, what I'm trying to say, to tell what God has done for you, you don't need to read nothing for that. Come on, somebody, amen. Has God done anything for you, amen? Come on, you see, he saved you well, so you can have a testimony. That's what he does it, amen. He does things for you so well, you can go tell about it, amen. You need to go tell your story, amen. You need to go tell how God saved you and where he brought you from. You need to go tell somebody where you used to be and how you used to act and the things that you used to do. You need to tell them about that so that their life can be changed by the testimony of your life. To tell, you can tell them, come see this man that changed me.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody. I said it was Jesus that changed me.
Hallelujah.
That's how God works. God want to work through you. You don't have to have all of this. You don't have to have a BD or a PhD in order to tell your testimony. But our problem is that we have to learn how to tell our testimony. We are ashamed to tell people where we came from. And not knowing your testimony, God wants to use. That's why he did it in the first place. You know how we used to sing that song? How's that song go? He healed my body so I can tell. The Lord will make a way for me. And he'll make a way for you, amen. See, people need to know from you. Not me, from you, too. How God will do things for you. And if you don't ever tell nobody, well, you know, we're at the store. I think about my wife here. You know, the greatest testimony. She got a great testimony. How God healed her from cancer, amen. Praise God. She ought to be at the store. Look what God did to me, child. Look here. David, I had cancer, amen, and now I'm cancer free. Praise God. Somebody needs to hear that because somebody right now got cancer, amen. Somebody get up on God right now, amen, with cancer. Because every time they hear the word cancer, everybody thinks that that means that you're dead. You died. You died, amen. Every time they hear the word, you better not say stage four. Everybody say, oh, it's the end. And they start signing all their papers and getting everything together because that they don't have no other hope, amen. Come on. God did that for you so that you can give somebody some hope. That's the way God works. You've been called. Not to keep your mouth closed, but to open your mouth. What did this woman do? She went running. I don't even know what she had time to clean up or not. All I know is that what? She went running, didn't you? Come see a man that what? Told me everything about myself. Just come see this man. And then he said, what did he say about it? And many came. Verse 30 and 31 says, let me see. Wait a minute. Uh-huh. Yeah, go ahead. Verse 30.
Then they went out of the city and came unto him.
Well, what did they do? They went out and came to him. You know what I'm saying? They came to him because of a story. You see, what we've been doing, a lot of times we've been leading people to church, but we haven't been leading people to Jesus. We've been leading people to the building, but nobody's leading people to Jesus. See, you was called to lead people to Jesus, not lead them to the building. Come on, somebody, amen. See, we've been taught for so long that Jesus was in the building. Jesus is not in the building. Jesus is in you. Come on, say, he's not just working out of the temple anymore. He's working in the temple. Come on, somebody, amen.
Amen.
You're the temple of God, and he's working in you, amen. And you got to let him work in you. That's what he does things today, amen. He didn't do that yesterday, amen. But the way he does it today, he's working in you, amen. To lead people to Christ, not lead people to the church. If you lead them to Christ, they'll come to church. But we're trying to bring them to the church before we bring them to Jesus, lead them to Jesus. How many know what I'm saying today, amen?
Amen.
I know this is a little different than today, amen. He said we got to become kingdom minded. See, you become kingdom-minded, you're not thinking about the building, you're thinking about the whole thing. Haven't you know what I'm saying? You're thinking about the whole thing, amen. And because it said many, and she brought many to what? They went out of the city and came to him because of what? Of her testimony. It didn't mean she had to go preach. She went out and gave her testimony. See, that'll do it, amen. And then God allows you to experience certain things in your life to give you a testimony. You have been through some things in your life that God brought you out of, or got you out of, or brought you through. And he did that so you would have a testimony. What? So you would have, so you can tell somebody else where he brought you from. Come away, baby. So you can tell somebody how he brought you out. Amen. Huh? See, you don't need a degree to do that. You don't need a degree to tell anybody about where he brought you from. That's automatic. If you can be standing on top of your head, one arm on your head and on your knees, on your back, you can tell your testimony because that's something that the devil and nobody else can take away from you. Amen? I'm talking about God gives you things that the devil can't convince you that he didn't do it for you. If anybody had something in their life that they've been convinced that it was God that did it, amen? Huh? Hmm? Praise God. You know, you might have been in that wreck. That way God, I want to say he allowed it because he must have to be allowed because can't nothing be done unless he allows. Is that right? He got power over everything. He got power over all creation, amen. He got power over all the earth, amen. And so everything that he allowed to happen to you, there was reason in it and purpose in it. If he brought you through that wreck and you didn't get hurt, and you didn't get killed, he wanted that to be a testimony. Hmm? How many know him? How many with me today? Amen. Come on, amen. You realize that God gave you the Holy Ghost for a purpose, amen. Not just to sit on it. God gives you the word. Not just to come to church and to come to church and then never share nothing with nobody. What good does it do coming to church if you ain't going to share nothing with nobody else? This is what has happened to the church. This is why the church has been so stagnated. And then sometimes you say, well, is it you? Is it you? Is it him? No, it's you. What do you mean by that, Pastor? What I mean by that, amen, you got just as much Holy Ghost in you as I got. Because there's only one Spirit. There's only one Lord. There's only one faith. There's only one baptism, amen. There's only one. And you want to ask the question, well, what did you do with yours? Well, what did you do with yours? He gave you the same gift he gave me. Gave you eyes just like he gave me. He gave you the word just like he gave me. I have to read it too, right? See, what is it? We set up, what is it, 12 yet? What we've done, we set people up too big, amen.
Come on now.
We set them up too big. Apostles say, yeah, I'm possible. I'm an apostle, but what I am, I'm not higher than you, I'm under you.
Come on, boy.
Huh? I'm under the ministry. I'm no greater than you, amen. I'm under the ministry. Praise God. Hey, when y'all, I'm weak, when y'all are strong, amen. I'm going through while y'all having a party, amen. I'm no better than you are. When we get to the place and realize that God has made you somebody.
Yes.
Not just the preacher. And so what the preachers have done to these days, got the people to come to church. And I'm not against church or whatever, you know, giving money because we need some to keep the lights on and all that. They got you there to serve them. They got you there to make them rich, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they need, see, when you get, they need you to sit there and do nothing, and you depend on them for everything. But God wants you to partake in this thing too. Amen. I believe in paying tithes, and I believe in giving tithes and everything. But they just got you sick. They said you're supposed to you're just supposed to be a member. Just come on, be a member. But you're not just a member, amen. You're part of the body. You're supposed to be working alone to help the body grow. How many know what I'm saying today? Amen.
Amen.
You got to get out. You got to get out. You got to get up. The way God uses people, God uses you. You don't have to be smart. This woman has just got saved and she went running. She didn't wait till she got a doctor's degree to start telling everybody about Jesus. She didn't go preaching. Know what she did? She went taking the testimony. Come see a man. And many people came to Jesus because of what? Of what she did. Or what she said. How many know what I'm trying to say? That this is how God do things. We got to change our mindset about who we are in the church, amen. And realize that we are part of a kingdom. We're not part of a church age. This is a kingdom age. Jesus came preaching what? The gospel of the kingdom. Is that right? Huh? This is a kingdom, not a church. Came to preach the kingdom. And so we got to realize we are all part of the kingdom, and God works through all of us. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Amen.
The way God does things, amen. God gave you the Holy Spirit to work through you, and he put it in you so he can work through you. He put it in me so he can work through me. And so that he could fill all heaven and earth. This is the way he does it now. And so he could fulfill all heaven and earth. He just put it in everybody. He just spread it himself around to fill the whole earth. And the whole earth is full of his glory. Amen.
Amen.
Come on. You hear what I said? The whole earth is full of his glory. Why? Because he's full of, look at all these people around here. The whole earth got his glory in it. Amen. But the thing about it, everybody became a church member and never became a church worker. A God worker. Look how many people maybe you could have brought in. And all that they don't learn from me, they can learn, you know what I mean? Look at the people. Know you smart. She's very smart. I know you could have been talked to them. If they didn't learn from me, why can't they learn from you? Why you don't have your group? Y'all know what I'm saying? And just feel like it all left up to him. But it's all left up to you, pal. If you don't do it, you know. No. It's about you too. Because you know what? You're going to give an account for what you got. You know the man he gave the talents to? If he gave you the Holy Spirit, he gave you a talent. And you're going to be judged for the talent that you didn't use. He's going to call you a poor. No, he's going to call you a lazy and what?
Unproductive.
You're a lazy and unproductive servant. Oh, Lord have mercy. How many people are going to be called? It's because the preacher told them all they were supposed to do is sit in the pew. Mm-hmm. And you believe this lie. Are y'all with me today?
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about how God do things, amen. Have you been productive with the talent he gave you? Mm-hmm. And some of us is very talented, but we use it for other things. We don't use it to glorify God. We glorify everything but God. Mm-hmm. We better check ourselves. You better realize you've been called to, just like I have. You've been called to. And you've been called, if it's do nothing, to go give your testimony. Amen. How did they overcome? They overcame by the what? The words of their testimony and the blood of the Lamb. That's how they overcame things. Amen. But if you hold on to it, you're going to be held responsible. You ain't gonna put this monkey on my back. The Lord told me to get this monkey off my back. I didn't let this monkey ride me. He said, you better tell them they're responsible too.
Amen.
I want you to tell y'all responsible too. This is the way God do things, amen. God said we work together, right? Huh? That we are body. And every part of the body, whether you're the little toe, or whatever you are in the body, you're part of the body, amen. And the toe has a function. And you just let your little toe cut off and see how much you're missing. There's a lot of things you can't do, but if it's a small, limp part of your body, somebody say, does the toe give you balance or what does that do? Does that little toe give you balance or what? I know it's a big toe. If they cut your big toe off, you can't run. The little toe give you balance? Then you be important. The little things that you can do that God called you to do. When are we going to get up and start doing? See, this thing's going to change in here when you start using your, doing your part. You're expecting something to be done, but you're not sowing no seed. You're expecting to have a harvest, but ain't nobody sowing no seed. Everybody taking their seed, going home, putting it in the box. And they got a big pile of seeds there, ain't they? That whole, you know, their barn is so cool, they ain't hardly got no room for nobody. But when you start getting rid of your seeds, it's going to change your life. Because the more seeds you sow, the more God yields. Amen. How many know what I'm saying? It's just like plants. You know, the bigger, the more seeds you get, the bigger your crop get. Amen. I'm talking about the way God does things, amen. Huh? God works through you. And you need to realize that God wants to work through you, and you've been called for a work. Jesus Christ himself, before we get out here, you know, that what Isaiah 53 and verse 4 talks about Jesus Christ, he was despised and rejected a man. And rejected a man. God took the thing despised and called people to be saved through the thing that was despised. He was despised and rejected of men, you know. Nobody liked him. He wasn't high enough because what? He came from Nazareth. Jesus came from the ghetto. And because he came from the ghetto, he was despised because everybody looking down on him. And even though he was the highest of the highest while he was there among them, yet he looked like he was the lowest of the lowest. That's the way God works things out. And the reason they rejected him is because he didn't come high and steep. He came from Nazareth. Not that he was born in Nazareth. He was born in Bethlehem, but he came from Nazareth. He came from the ghetto. And the reason they couldn't accept him is because they knew he came from the ghetto. So who is this man or this person from the ghetto come to tell me about God? Who is this man that came from the ghetto? Who does he think he is? Talk about he's the Son of God. Who does this man Jesus think he is coming from Nazareth telling everybody he's the Son of God? He wasn't born in Jerusalem. He's not one of us. Who is this man Jesus from the ghetto? You see, people don't want to hear you when you're from the ghetto. They want to look down on you when you're from the ghetto, amen. That's what I want to tell all of your people, your homeless people. If you can hear this message, I'm telling you, get up and come on over here. And God wants to put you to work, amen, because all these other people have been sitting in church for 20 and 40 years and ain't doing nothing. God wants to use you, holy man. Come on, you come on over to this church. You're welcome at this church. I want to tell all you prostitutes. I want to tell you, you're welcome to come to Camp Church, amen. God wants to use you, prostitutes. Come on over here. That's who he's looking for. He's looking for people from the ghetto. We got all these people living in nice houses. They don't want to do nothing. They're too comfortable. They're driving nice cars. Come on. Come on over, you. If you're a drug addict, come on over, drug addict. God wants to set you free and give you a testimony so you can go tell the other drug addict, come on to Jesus. Come see a man that delivered me from drugs. And while these other people have been sitting in church doing nothing all these years, come on, drug addicts. This is why I call this Camp Church. I'm concerned about reaching everybody. Come on, somebody, amen. Somebody, if you're a lesbian, come on over here and get saved. Come on, let Jesus turn your life around so you can go back out there to the other lesbians and come see this man. Come see this man that can deliver me. Come see the man that delivered me from lesbianism, amen. Come on, amen. Do you hear what I'm saying? Come on. If you're the guy, you never know whether your man's or a woman, come on over here. Jesus can change it. Come on, Jesus came from the what? From the ghetto, amen. And where was he working in? He was working down in the ghetto, amen. If Jesus was around here at Fort Worth, he'd be on the West Coast Street all the time. If he was in Dallas, he wouldn't be hanging around at the churches. He'd be over there under the bridge, over there. That's where Jesus would be. Jesus would be scared to come into church. He'd be scared to come into church. Do y'all believe that? Because if he came in and didn't have no suit on, he'd be scared to come in. He came in with some holes in his pants and shoes all taped up and raggedy. We wouldn't let him in. The first thing we would do is put him at the back of the church. Because we've got so high class and high minded that we can't take poor folks in the church no more, amen. Y'all with me today?
Amen.
Is this for real? Yeah. And what you do, we show partiality in the church, you know. If President Clinton came in, you know, that's what I hate about church, you know. When the president goes to the church, he only comes to the church when he wants the votes. Well, he wants something out of you. And then you lead him up to the pulpit. It's like he has some status. No, you set him right down with everybody else. Come on, amen. That's what God does it, amen. Set him right down with everybody else.
Yeah.
How do you know? This is the way God does it. God fills us with the Holy Spirit. If you're not filled with the Holy Spirit, that's where he do things now. Somebody say, well, you don't have to speak in tongues or whatever anymore. Well, if you know another way other than that way, I don't know no other way, amen. I know that's where they did it back then, amen. If you baptize any other way than the name of the Lord Jesus, I don't know no other way. It's only one way. It can't be two different ways. It's either one is wrong and the other is right. Amen. Somebody wrong, amen. Mm-hmm. It's either the Bible right and you wrong, or you got a voice to tell God he wrong. You know, I guess the clay can tell the potter what he wants. Amen. You know, when you the one making it, amen. Somebody wants to be saved today. Whether you're on Facebook, amen, whether you're online, you want to be saved today. The way God does things, amen, God tells us to repent, what? And be baptized, and repent that may change your life. Amen. Turn your life around. You don't work for your past alone. You work for Jesus now, amen. That's why he employs you. That's why he took you in for an exchange. He said, you give me your life, I give you mine. Amen. Now you don't work your life, you work my life. Amen. You go finish the work that I gave you to do. Now you've been employed now. Go to work. Stop letting the preacher tell you. You ain't going to go out and give a testimony. Be a witness. Amen. You're not tricked. Be warm of that boy. So get up off your bench. I ain't going to say that other word. Get up off your bench, amen. Stop warming it. And go out and give your testimony to somebody. Amen. Anybody want to be saved today? You need to come to Jesus, amen. I don't care what you've been in, amen. Amen. If you're a prostitute, come on in. We accept prostitutes over here, amen. Jesus will change you. We accept. If anybody calls you a lowlife, you belong over here. Come on over here. This is where we want the lowlife. Because that's who Jesus hung around with, amen. said those that are sick need the doctor, not the one that's well. So come on over and get healed. Is there somebody with that? I thank all of you on Facebook that joined in today. If you'd like to send a donation, raise your hand, praise God. You can send it to carechurchinc@gmail.com. The PayPal and Cash App. Amen. carechurchinc@gmail.com. Anything that you send, we would appreciate it. Amen. God will bless you because the way God works is that you have to sow the word of the reason. And we do use anything that you give. If you put down where you want it to go, I guarantee it'll go to that area. I don't get no money, amen. Praise God. I put in more than I get out. I don't get out nothing. So praise God. So send your money. And God bless y'all on Facebook. What's my phone number? What's the church phone number? 682-340-1530. Amen. You can reach the church at 682-340-1530. If you'd like to call in, you need some help, you need somebody to pray with you, I'll be glad to do it. And so God bless y'all. Until next time, we say what? Amen, amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Anyone else? Anyone online today? Yeah. You got anything you like to say, you like to add, like to take away? God bless you.
Yeah. Could I say a little something?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was thinking about the woman at the well. You know, I wondered what people today is like that today. Now, the woman at the well, my version is, you know, when Jesus was telling her about everything that she done, you know, and she was that really surprised her. See, that was a surprise to her. You know, just look at what Wood said. She was so surprised when she left the well, she forgot everything what she was doing. Only thing she could tell them was what that this man had told her. Now, even when his this disciple came back, they were surprised. He talked to this woman. They were even surprised, you know. See, God got his own way of doing things. He always
Amen.
Got his own way. And see, now that was so beautiful. See, then now the people that were reading the story, and I heard the other guy, well, she was preaching, but when she went out and told those people that this man at the well told her everything that she had done, I mean, I ain't read no more while she said anything else she said. You know, that was it. She was so happy, you know. And see, people, I think, wonder if somebody's going to come to me and tell me, man, I know everything you've done. I mean, he didn't say I know. He told her. He told her. I'd be surprised, too. You know, how did he know what I'm doing, you know? So, like I said, that is a beautiful story. You know, that's what I said. We all got to realize how good God is. And I listen to a lot of preachers today, man. They already putting people in heaven, and they ain't been and even with a judgment day yet. They ain't been judged yet. You know, so I ain't got too much to say, but I could, man. Let me tell you, I could talk to you, but I'm gonna let you go ahead and do your thing.
Amen. Anyone else got anything want to add to or take away? Amen. We thank God. If you got some tithes and offerings you'd like to give, we appreciate tithes and offerings. Amen. Our funds is not like they used to be. So praise God. So we ask you to give. Add unto the Lord. You're not giving to me. If that's what you think. If you do give to me, praise God. Amen. But I'm not here for the money. If I was, I would have left a while ago. I would have left some time ago. But Gil, our funds are going down because everybody don't give like they used to. Amen. And so come on back and give like you used to. We're gonna start something else back up, amen. Since all of the COVID and stuff is down now,
We're going to get back. Maybe go to the park tomorrow. Amen. Amen. Or every Friday or whatever we have to do. We're going to get back to doing some things. I want to see when I get Miss Johnson back up to go back to feeding down in Fort Worth again. Amen. We're going to see if we can talk her into going and get a permit to be able to do it. So if they stopped her the last time, we're going to get something going back for the folks, isn't it? And everybody needs to join in. You know, when we got something going on, we want everybody to join in and help, you know. If you don't do nothing about a bucket of chicken, you know, a bucket of fish or whatever, you know, what you call that? But wherever the cheapest chicken place around there, whatever. Not losing, but Lisa, yeah, if you don't go down and get some chicken and fish at Lisa with a biscuit and some fries, and we can take it and feed somebody, give somebody that's hungry with it, and God said, well, he'll repay us. No matter how little we are, you can be a small church and be doing what? Big things. And think about it as a kingdom. And just because people don't come here, it don't mean nothing, amen. We're not going to look at the people don't come here. We're going to look, we just hope that we sow a seed, and if you get an antibody bomb, the kingdom has what? Increased. Mm-hmm. He said, whether they come to your church, no matter. I'm not going to be rewarded by the people within this church. Huh? I'm going to be rewarded for what? Doing what I'm supposed to do. Let's stand, amen. Praise God. Any other testimony before we go? Anything you'd like to say? Just shout hallelujah and wake up the streets. Come on, shout hallelujah again. Come on, shout hallelujah again. Amen. Praise God. That gets you loose, you know. And what you do when you start falling asleep, just jump up and say, hallelujah. And then sit back down. Come on, y'all. Father God, thank you. Father God, we just thank you today, and Lord, for helping us and giving us the strength to do what we do. Lord, we couldn't do it except you gave us the strength to do it. We know it's in you. We move and have our being. And it's in you, Lord. You give us breath and life and all that therein. And Lord, we could do nothing without you. So we just come to thank you for this time that we've been gathered together here, Lord. We ask you, Lord, you would bless the people, Lord. And may they do the things that you called them to do, Lord. And may they realize that you are in them the will and the do of your good pleasure. And Lord, may our eyes be open. And may we have an understanding of who we are in you. And we give the praise to you as we dismiss. We say amen and amen. Yes. Praise God. Amen. God bless y'all. God bless y'all. Amen. Thank y'all for joining in. We'll see y'all the next time. We're all Monday through Friday. Amen. At 10 a.m. You can do the 319-2020 pound. You be on tonight, free votes? At what time? Brother Prevost be on at 7 o'clock tonight, Central Time. It's 299-299 pound. Amen. Anyone else? Are we missing somebody?
Salt of the Earth Friday.
At 5 o'clock, 786-7473. Mel Saray be on Monday through Fridays, amen, at 9 o'clock. Is it 8:30? 830-120-110-pound. God bless y'all. We'll see you later. Next time. In Jesus' name, amen. Hello. Hey, baby. How you doing?
I am blessed.
Well, thank you. We just getting out of church. We're getting ready to leave now and go